If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the show. Also, I'm very excited right now to retweet. Actually, tweet to Jake Gutierrez. Alex Smith's performance in the Precision Passing Challenge at the Pro Bowl. And you guys are going to think I'm trying to be funny. But he started off very strong and then fizzled out. And it's not even a joke. It's just, you look at the video. Things kind of fell apart for him there. But
was it the playoff challenge?
Well, he did not win, but from what I'm told, right. it was the defense's fault for that one. So,
blame that one on Bob Sutton.
I don't know how it was the defense's fault because it was just a
throwing the ball, drill. Passing drills.
No, he had. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. Do you want me to do it, really? You want me to do one more?
I'm always ready.
Do you really?
Yeah. Do it. I dare you.
He was doing great in the precision passing challenge, and then someone screamed, "It's a playoffs at Arrowhead!" And no?
I'm watching it right now.
I'm just asking.
Is it better than his dodgeball performance last year?
No. It's actually not.
Okay.
You were mesmerized by that video.
I am.
Sum it up in just a few words, please.
Well, he did. He started off pretty strong. It looked like his arm may be fatigued a little bit down the stretch.
You're fatigued.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
913-3810-810. People come up and say, "Hey, you don't ever take any phone calls." And I say, "Well, it's Jake's fault."
That's right.
Now we've convinced Jake to open up the phone lines. And should I say we? I'd like to hear from people. Do you want to hear from anyone?
Yeah, I want to hear from some phone calls.
I would prefer not to hear from anybody.
I would like to hear from Royals fans to get your thoughts on Lorenzo Cain signing with the Milwaukee Brewers. And if you don't want to give that, at least tell us what your favorite memory of Lorenzo Cain in a Royals uniform is. What will your favorite memory be? For me, it'll be scoring from first base on the hit by Hosmer in Game 6 of the ALCS in 2015. There's a whole bunch of them, but that's the favorite one for me. Jake, can you play a couple of the highlights you played to start the show so people can relive those moments. But if it's something else, if it's a great defensive play, if it's just the Instagram videos with Salvador Perez. A lot of emotion last night on the Twitter. And so 913-3810-810 is the phone number. And here's one.
That's in the right field. This ball is down. Going to third is Kane. Holding it first.
Listen to that effing crowd.
Oh.
How great was that? Also, Rex Hudler will be on the show at 7:30 to talk about this as well. Aiden is first up. 913-3810-810. Aiden, good morning. How are you?
Okay.
What's up, man?
What's up?
You're on. What's up?
Hey, this is Aiden.
Oh, thank you. Aiden.
Aiden.
Aiden. Yeah. Is this Aiden?
That's me.
All right, Aiden, you're on.
Hello?
Hey, I love Lo Cain. I'm going to miss him. And my favorite moment of him was back in 2014 when he went up to
Right. Go on.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Is this Aiden?
I don't know. Hey, why don't you take phone calls? Well, I don't know why not.
Off to a flying start.
Not sure. Perhaps Aiden was hanging out with Jake Gutierrez in 2014 because he just simply said, my favorite memory in 2000 was when he...
Funny enough, that's my favorite memory from 14.
Right, exactly. That's,
it's like, you know, it was...
That's exactly Jake's recollection of the 2014 ALCS.
Hashtag find Jake. Thank
when
you,
he
Mark.
Went up to...
Mark Bo Richter. Hanging out in the suite.
You want to take another one?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, why wouldn't we? This is...
why wouldn't we? I can give you a thousand really reasons why we wouldn't.
913-3810-810. Please talk to Jake. Let him know. Let him know what you got to, say. Oh boy,
do we?
I don't know who's online.
Still have
too?
Aiden?
I want to get this for now. Aiden is
Mr. Tiki.
No longer. Play some Boys and Men for me in the background. Right. I need some mood music. Turn the lights down though, a little bit.
You can do that now.
Hey Jay, grab
We're
that
off the TV.
Grab that candle that I brought in.
And the lotion.
Light that for me. No, not the lotion. Kind of sure we'd run it. Mr. Tiki, hello.
Hey, I just want to let you know you're wearing the uniforms I'm delivering right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I met you at the Eric Berry stop, one of his autograph signings out there. So,
oh, all right. Appreciate
it. Anyway, I was just letting you know, let's see, his crash is in the wall where he made the catch, and his home run where he's leaning back, those swings. His great, that smile he has, and the baby he's parading around, his newborn baby with the baseball beanie. Those are the things I'll always remember.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tiki, who is... Well, just Mr. Tiki, that's all he is. Jake, how many of these people that are calling in are your friends that you're...
I don't have friends.
Set us up here?
According to Baseball References War, nice. Lorenzo Cain was the 13th best player in Royals history.
Behind who?
Pretty good.
Just behind you. Who's right in front of him?
The Quiz. Dan Quiz. In fact, they're tied with a 25 war. Dennis Leonard is right in front of them.
Where's Kyle Davies at in that?
Don't see him in the top 25.
Hire him.
No, that's a stupid list, then.
That's your opinion.
Derek, hello.
Yeah, this is Jake's brother. He told me to call in so we could have some callers.
You know,
D-Money.
That's not D-Money. That is not D-Money.
What is going on
here? It's 5:10 in the morning.
I never know what's going on with him.
This is not my brother.
And that proves it. Thank you for being honest, Derek. Now go ahead.
Yeah, he's an early riser.
Right.
I think you just remember everything about Lorenzo Cain because he always had a smile on his face. Every play he made, whether it's good or bad, he was always smiling. But, yeah, when he hit those home runs, and he's leaning backwards, the lean back swing. But, yeah, definitely the hustle, your memory. And game six of the ALCS was awesome. And then him making the diving plays in Anaheim in the playoffs. Those are the best. But hey, we got to move on. Next, Lorenzo Cain is somewhere. I don't know if it's in our farm system, but there'll be another one. Go Royals.
Thank you very much. Well said.
We've now got Mark Bo Richter starting a new Twitter hashtag, which is Find Aiden.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nate has asked for it. I mean, the guy calls in, was on for less than a minute, and now he's got Nate asking for a second call, and you've got former Chiefs wide receiver Mark Bo Richter tweeting about you. What an unbelievable impact Aiden made his first call, and he's back for more.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, call number two from Aiden. Aiden, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Sorry, Nate hung up on me for some reason.
I don't know.
He must not like me.
Right. Don't do that, Nate, please. Aiden, go ahead.
I apologize.
That's okay. Hey, I love Lo Kane. Back in 2014, he was playing out of his mind in the playoffs, and he made a forward running start, and he catches the ball, and he gets up, and he's just like all pumped up, and his head is bopping up and down, and he's saying something at the same time. I can't remember exactly what game that was, but
it was against
Anaheim.
It's against the Angels.
Yeah. He was just on fire that whole you know, anytime he's on a in a Royals uniform, he's just he was so much fun to watch, and Milwaukee is lucky to have him.
Aiden, much like Lorenzo Cain, you've been on fire all morning.
Right.
So, Aiden, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, put the forklift down.
Good.
Aiden a child is, operating that
Aiden
forklift.
Is now, yes, the what? Forklift and a
I'm
child.
I'm watching that video right now.
You know what? That, but that, that's what, you know what? That, he's able to juggle many things, a forklift, a child, and the
but
phone.
It,
and
was he really, though?
I don't know. How do I know? Let's say hello to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. How are you?
I am not, like, feeling the same sentiment of that we lost a huge member of the Royals. I feel like I was watching a guy with the potential to be great, and he was always very lackluster. With a smile, though, that always helped out the lackluster throws in the outfield and that type of thing. Yes, he's great for the team, but... I don't know. I think that we could do better. And we could do better in pitching.
Thank you very much, Jeff. That's a very unique take from you, and we appreciate your phone call, Jeff. And like perhaps Jeff has started an early happy hour on this Friday.
Well, sometimes
but
you got to tell
fine.
Yourself things to make yourself feel better.
Jeff? Oh,
I didn't love her that much. She wasn't so great.
Jeff has started the weekend... Just a bit early, but thank you for the phone call. We certainly appreciate it.
Time to hang up on you.
I'll always remember the fact that Lorenzo Cain introduced many people in this city to Fetty Wap. You know, a lot of people I don't think knew who he was before Lorenzo Cain made him a household figure in Kansas City.
Let's go with Chris. Hello, Chris. You're on the show.
Hey, guys.
Hello,
man,
Chris.
This is a downer of a day today, huh?
That's right, Chris.
Now, I mean, my favorite moment of Low Cain would probably have to be, I know we had already taken the lead, but game 5 against the Mets when he kind of cleared the bases.
Yeah.
I think it was it a, I don't know if it was a double or a triple, but I remember he cleared the bases, and for me, I was like, it's over.
That's right. That's
yeah.
exactly
and
right.
Man, I was so happy, but man, it's just kind of a, realization that these guys probably aren't going to be back. Watching Cain finally sign, I mean, oh man, it's just an ending of an era, I think.
It is, Chris, but at least that era included a world championship, and so, you know.
Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened.
That's what my wife tells me all the time.
And
so
I'm pretty happy that it happened. I mean, I guess, do you guys think we should even try to retain any of these guys, or just... We should have traded them after the World Series and rebuilt, kind of like, I don't want to compare it to football too much, but kind of rebuilt the way the Patriots do.
No, but I will say
they
this.
They really had a dynasty if we could have got all those trade pieces for the guys when they were at their highest value.
Right. I would welcome Eric Hosmer back, and I agree with you. They should absolutely trade Alex Smith. I agree with you 100%.
No doubt about it. Definitely need to
I'm
move on.
I'm on board with that, and that's your phone call of the morning so yeah. far. Even though that's not what you said.
I feel like we could trade Smith and Gordon. They have about the same value right now, right?
There. You know what? I like you.
You know what? Except one actually helped us win in the postseason.
Well, that's true.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Good point. Yeah. I'm sorry. I let you guys go.
And that's you know what Chris was.
It's good
what
effort.
That is, you know what that is, Nate? That's raw emotion. I don't know if you could sense that.
Oh, please go to line 3.
Oh boy. Whenever Jake wants you to take a call, that's
usually
a bad sign.
I need trumpets.
Okay.
I need some type of intro.
I can give you some fanfare
underneath.
I can give you some fanfare.
You've got, you know. What
my day just got better.
What does Kendrick Lamar say about levels?
There's levels to it, you and I know.
Right. So there's levels.
Be humble.
To phone callers.
Yeah.
Right. You want to go up to the next level?
Yeah. Let's
a whole other level.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. After her triumphant appearance at Tequila Harry's, here is Vicky. Vicky, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very honored to be on your wonderful morning show.
Thank you.
This is a very rarity.
It is.
But I just want to say how wonderful you are, all are. And yesterday was a thrill for me Because I got to honor all of you.
We were very happy to see you there.
No, we were the ones that were honored.
We were thrilled when you gave Nate Buchady a standing ovation and had Tequila Harris chanting Nate's name. That's a memory we will always keep in our hearts.
Well, it's a very rarity that you're all three together.
Right.
It's been a year since you've been together.
Right. We can't stand each other
calculated.
Off the air, so it's we have to be paid to be
right.
together, and so if you pay us, then we will happily...
We are all good actors. We actually hate each other. People are like, you guys sound like...
We don't act like actors. We like each other on this show.
We're all actors, and what role are we going to play today?
Vicky, I'm a shapeshifter, right?
The world's a stage, and each must play a part, said by Elvis Presley.
There it is.
You know what, tonight.
Steven, you missed out an entire conversation where Vicky and Jake explained to me that
you
Jake
missed out?
Is a shape shifter and that I need to learn how to be one like Jake.
I'll agree with that. Vicky,
is that right, Vicky?
Yes.
Because I'm a Pisces, right?
Vicky, we have lots of phone calls.
She's
so I'd like to get right to it. Vicky, your thoughts on Lorenzo Cain.
I want to honor Lorenzo Cain and what joy he has brought to this city. We can be sad, but we're going to be glad that he's going home where he's also loved. He'll always be able to come back and receive a hug from us. We're not going to be sad because he's not going away. He's just going to go up to Milwaukee. We can go and visit him. You know,
right.
We wish him the best. He gave us such joy, such grace, such beauty, you know, and we can be very happy that we have had such a wonderful ride with this wonderful man.
Well said, Vicky. I don't think anyone could have put it any better than that. I'll give you a round of applause, Vicky. Thank you so much.
I don't know about that.
You should think about
that. I just know that if it hadn't been for you guys, I wouldn't have been able to vent because I don't do social media because I don't believe in it.
Right.
I believe
neither
in talking face to face.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much.
She does not have an email.
And now you know that you can call anytime, and Jake will take your call. Vicky, thank you so much. That was a wonderful phone call from our friend Vicky, who was...
no email and only a landline.
I don't believe in social media either. And let's go to... we have Brian now.
Sure.
Brian's been waiting patiently. Hello, Brian.
Hello. How are you all?
Doing great. Thank
Scott
you very
Drew?
Much.
Yeah, it sounded like a Scott Drew introduction.
Right. Go ahead.
My memory, I agree with everything that you all have said, but remember the fight that happened against the White Sox and we were introduced to Cain Holyo?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was, that's a pretty good memory of mine, that intensity that he had, and it was just good. Just something different that I hadn't heard yet.
No, you know what, and that's a great thing. There's so many different things that we'll remember about Lorenzo Cain. Like I said, the Instagram videos of Salvador Perez, the memory you just mentioned, that's when you know you had one hell of a run for a team when there's so many different opinions about what your best memory is of him in that uniform. But thank you very much for the phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Yep, take care.
That was a fight when Yordano Ventura stared down, who was the little leadoff hitter for the White Sox on the comebacker.
The little leadoff.
Little guy.
Was it Adam Eaton?
I think it was.
Or cake. I want some ice cream.
I'm looking for Lorenzo
right
Cain
after the
here.
Game. Win or lose, I need a cake.
Let's go to Drew. Hello, Drew. You're on.
Hi, guys. How's
Hi. Hey, Drew. What's going
hey.
On, buddy?
Hello. How's everybody doing? Much.
Thank you. Go ahead. The show is yours. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, I don't have one particular memory. It's just more of a collective with the whole group because I remember going to games with my father. Sorry, Dad. And just sitting through bad baseball in the 90s and just his smile and his attitude and his aura. And we're going to miss that. We're definitely going to miss that in town. And, you know, it just chokes me up a little bit just thinking about it.
Right.
And I'm just going to miss that.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and
Yeah, the 90s were great.
Wow. Do you remember those, at least?
Kind of.
Right.
Are we talking early or late?
I don't know.
Late 90s are blur.
Don't ask me about anything before 1995. Yeah. Then I've got very little information from 91 to 95.
Yeah, and then from 96,
not a whole lot.
96, 97-ish, it starts getting blurry, and then after that, it's just kind of 15 years of... Blacking out.
And now Jeremy called in the show today.
That's pretty good, Eddie Vedder. I'm watching.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
What are you doing? One of my favorite things was driving to work. One of my favorite things with Lorenzo Cain was like Salvador and Perez and him and the birthdays and just how much fun they had.
Right.
But let's be honest. I mean, 5 years, $80 million. He's old. He's getting older. Injury prone. I mean, it's probably not the best option for us to keep him.
No, absolutely. No, hey, look, for that deal, congratulations to Lorenzo Cain. I'm glad he's going to the Milwaukee Brewers, but that would not have been good for the Royals. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for
he'll be
call.
Missed, but.
And we'll miss you. Thank you, and have a safe drive to work.
I'm watching the video of the White Sox-Royals fight right now, and it was the Kane Julio.
Right.
He pulled his jersey up over his head like the old Beavis and Butthead Cornholio character. Mm-hmm. Lorenzo Cain wasn't having it. That was the game where I found out later that night that Chris Sale had tried to enter the Royals clubhouse to fight Yordano Ventura. And then I was accused by many White Sox fans via Twitter the entire next day of fabricating the story.
Well, there were some people that around here accusing you of that as well.
Well, it was then corroborated by security video, right. And Chris Sale was suspended.
You're real happy that you got him suspended, aren't you?
I mean, you know, I'm not saying that you need to thank me for that, Kansas City, but yeah, I got Chris Sale suspended once.
Thanks, Nate.
I'm not trying to take all the credit for it, but I did it.
Not trying to take the credit for it, but it was me.
It was me. It was all me.
I
sincerely hope that all of our listeners enjoyed that wonderful sampling of phone calls that are only available early in the morning. We had someone that was clearly calling from a bar.
Yeah.
We had Vicky, who she wins the day.
Yeah,
she
does.
We had Aiden, who after an unsuccessful first call, bounced back and made such an impact that Mark Boerichter is tweeting about him, and I think that's meaningful. And so, look, it's a work in progress, and we're contemplating taking phone calls one segment a week.
You know what? I think we need to. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna edit that segment up, nope. Cut it up, and I'm going to take it to sales, and I'm going to be like,
right, sell this.
There needs to be a sponsor on this segment.
Yeah. Get your biggest client on the phone
yep.
now.
Yep.
Calls on the Border Patrol, sponsored by...
We need ears on this now.
Menon.
Right. And then immediately, members of the sales staff will ask a simple question. What time's your show on?
Hey, I got a meeting lined up for you guys at 9:30.
Right.
I think you can be there a couple minutes early for me.
You guys don't take calls, like, all the time?
I know one sales
sponsored by Electric Shave.
One member of the sales staff walked up to Jake and said, "Boy, I think you do a great job producing the program," and it was a little bit uncomfortable. And so, we'll take a break right now. Back after this on WHB.